And so your book is about the journey to sainthood, and you outline in your book the four-step journey to sainthood that is in place today.
Well, it's a process that's evolving and has evolved greatly and has continued to evolve. First of all, you can open a cause. That makes you a servant of God, all right? The second part is your life is examined. Well, first, it is gathered comprehensively, documents, writings, testimonies, whatever can be found on. And then that is handed over to a postulator, and he puts it into some fashion, some narrative. And largely, he's the lobbyist arguer over there on the candidate's behalf. And first, it goes to the historical scholars, and then it goes to a theological panel. They make a recommendation for the congregation for the causes of saints. And that's a 35-member panel that, you know, basically says, yes, let's move them along. You know, it's the miracle point is where you cut the wheat from the chaff, if you will, right there. You know, in the beginning, or as recent as the 80s, it was four miracles you needed. And so it was a lot harder to do this. But John Paul II, he intuited that saints could be the church's superheroes, that they could be a sort of a marketing arm of the church, especially in places where there was shortage of priests, or, you know, there was not great ways to get the word out.
Why wouldn't the church want an American saint from the United States, native born, and given the fact that so many Catholics have moved away from the church in our country? To me, that would make, wouldn't that be a good marketing tool to have a guy as relatable as Father Capon?
With Father Capon especially, is three negatives in my view. A, they still blame the American Catholic priesthood for the sex scandal. So that's one strike. Second, he's a soldier. He's a military guy. Nobody likes us in the rest of the world for our foreign interventions. So, you know, that doesn't really resonate with the rest of the world. And then the third is, yes, it's a small population. A, it's men. It's in the heartland. It's among military. That's his huge contingent. And, you know, I think he's eventually going to go, but it isn't like you can't move him ahead of the millennial computer player. You can't move him in front of Fulton Sheen. I mean, there's too many other more pressing audiences to reward than that one.
You know, you say you can't move him in front of Fulton Sheen or Carlo, he's the 15-year-old. The sainthoods of Mother Teresa and John Paul II were fast-tracked, and Pope Francis has altered the rules for some new saints that he has beatified, and you know that some journeys can take centuries. What do you say to people, you know, around here, around Kansas, whose kids go to Capon, who might have gone to St. John and Pilsen and knew the Capon family?
What Monsignor Sarno will tell you and the Kansans and me and everybody else is just keep praying. And, you know, that seems such like an ineffectual answer, but that is what they're going to lean on. So, yeah, it's an unfair world, even at the divine level. I think they've done a tremendous job on Father Capon. And I would have to say in the internal American race, I cover horse racing, okay? So, you know, he's made the home stretch, he's looming, and he's ready to close on some of these guys right now.